The day began in an unremarkable way. Cold, wet weather. The clocks had leaped forward by an hour, so what I thought was 9 o'clock was actually 10 o'clock. And a family conference that had everything to do with the arrival of my son, daughter-in-law, their children, later in the week. Very normal stuff. Then I turned to listen to one of the podcasts that I listen to every day. The podcast is from the Times, the Sunday Times, and it's called The Story. And that's when my day was hijacked by the story entitled The Epstein Files, AI, Artificial Intelligence, Journalism, and the Future. I didn't expect it to be anything extraordinary, but it turned out to blow my mind. It turns out that an individual, whose name I can't remember, has produced a podcast based on analysing all of the Jeffrey Epstein files that are in the public domain. He built a program which was able to explore all those files which are in written form and turn them into podcast episodes. And I thought, well, that's an interesting idea. Somehow or other you have a mechanism of going through all of the files, which nobody can do by reading them, but the artificial intelligence, if you like, reads all those files in a very short period of time. And then he, the podcaster, is able to get the artificial intelligence to make podcast episodes about, I'll just say, the most interesting parts. I was fascinated by the interview. I have previously listened to a podcast, which was two people talking, but it was artificial intelligence. In other words, a made-up conversation between two people, made up on the basis of prompts that had been given to the artificial intelligence machine. But when I started to listen to the podcast, which is called The Epstein Files, I was shocked, utterly shocked. I think I've now listened to 5 episodes, and it's only 7 o'clock in the evening, 6:30 in the evening. The sound coming from the podcast are two voices, which are artificial, sound fairly reasonably human to me. But they have created conversations based around what happened. And one by one, the first 5 I've listened to have, I could say just educated me, but shocked me in many ways. I don't think I could find the words quickly enough to say what exactly has shocked me. But they tell a story in a very convincing way. Their credentials are put forward in a very persuasive way. In other words, that everything is based upon analysis of the documents and that nothing, there's no speculation beyond the evidence that is to be found in the documents. And they reference each of the documents that they're talking from and about, and there are loads of them from a whole variety of sources, all of which are put in the public domain by the Americans as a result of Congress instructing that they should be released. Nothing is stated which is speculation. That is the shocking thing I'm interested in. The Epstein files, I suppose I'd have to admit that I'm interested in them primarily because I'm still hoping that some of the, well, that all, or at least some of the main people involved with Epstein will be prosecuted. I'm hoping that people will be prosecuted for what was done and how they assisted Epstein to do what he did. And I mean by that the whole network of people, including the bankers, including the lawyers, including the politicians, including the everybody, that some or other there will be accountability, culpability established. But this podcast, The Epstein Files, I think is well worth listening to an episode. If after listening to one episode, maybe I think it's about 15 minutes long, but maybe after listening to one episode, you won't be interested in listening to any more, and that's absolutely fine. All I can really say is that I have been hooked. I think there are 100 or so episodes, maybe more. And the way I'm feeling right now on a Sunday afternoon is that I'm not sure if I'm going to get fed up. I'm certainly going to keep on listening for at least another episode and then see what happens. All I can say is, wow, back to the studio.